Now, Egypt is bracing for another day of protests by supporters and opponents of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Rival rallies have continued nonstop in Egypt since Morsi's overthrow in an army coup a few weeks ago. The Egyptian military warned against violence ahead of Friday's protests. Meanwhile, Egypt's interim president Adli Mansour says some elements in the country are trying to cause chaos. Mansour pledged to restore security and protect Egypt against those who seek violence. The protests after Morsi's ouster have frequently led to violent confrontations between the security forces and Morsi supporters. Many people have been killed as a result. Well, let's cross over to Detroit now. Joining us is the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, Abiyomi Azakiwe. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Azakiwe. Now, looking at the comments made by Adli Mansour, do you think it's a threat, basically, against pro-Morsi demonstrators that they will not be tolerated from this point and beyond?
It's clearly a threat. If we look at what has happened in Egypt over the last 2 weeks, there's been a tremendous amount of political turmoil. On July 8th, we saw the deaths of at least 54 people who were killed in front of the Republican Guard headquarters in Nasser City. There have been a number of Muslim Brotherhood leaders and supporters who have been arrested by the military in the hundreds. The president is still being held at an undisclosed location incommunicado. They have issued other similar warnings against supporters of President Mohamed Morsi. Yes, it's definitely a warning to everyone inside of Egypt who would oppose this military coup d'etat that has taken place.
Right, but is it a wise warning, considering that a further crackdown, further bloodshed would only deepen the resolve of the protesters that are right now on the streets?
I think it will deepen the resolve. The supporters of the Freedom and Justice Party have no intentions of joining this interim governing council or even being brought to the table in lieu of the release of the ousted president, Mohamed Morsi, as well as other top-ranking officials within the Freedom and Justice Party and the Muslim Brotherhood. The positions are diametrically opposed. And until they sat down with the Freedom and Justice Party and other forces that are now in the opposition, there's not going to be any real progress made politically inside of Egypt itself. It's quite interesting, though, that the U.S. government is continuing to make amends with the Egyptian government. They, first of all, have not declared this as a coup d'etat. They sent a envoy to Egypt on Sunday to discuss these developments with the new military and interim governing council leadership. And at the same time, we have a situation where they are sending four F-16 fighter jets to Egypt in the immediate aftermath of a military coup d'etat. So it's clear that the United States is supportive of what has taken place. One U.S. envoy mentioned, at least alleged, that if the military did not take action, the country was on the verge of a civil war. And this can be interpreted.
Right. Mr. Azakiwe, speaking of on the verge, right now Egypt still remains on the edge. And we then ask the question that we did in our headlines. Where is the situation headed indeed? Very quickly, if you can.
There's going to be more conflict. There's going to be more fighting. And the U.S. is placing its bet with the Egyptian military since they subsidize them annually to the tune of $1.5 billion. So you just have to follow the money trail.
Okay, we'll wait and see how the situation develops. The editor of Pan-African Newswire, Abiyomi Azakiwe, there joining us from Detroit. Mr. Azakiwe, many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.